The sounds of jazz and tango will take centre stage when the Australian Chamber Orchestra embarks on a national tour next week. The orchestra will perform music from some of Latin America's most influential composers and will be joined on stage by American saxophonist Branford Marsalis. It'll be directed by the ACO's principal violinist, Satu Vanska, who you just heard there with me in the studio. We were chatting. She's going to be playing for you in a moment. Satu Vanska, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Thank you, friend.
We really appreciate you coming in to play for us. This is the second time you've done it now, and we really appreciate it. Satu, who are the Latin American composers whose music you've chosen for this tour?
So, Piazzolla, of course, perhaps the most famous. The orchestra is playing something by Ginastera, which is a composer of the Latin American Bartok, who took the Latin American folk tunes and turned it into sort of twisted 20th century wild concert music. And then we're going to play some Villa-Lobos, and that's it.
Okay, and so interpret that for me. Are we going to be hearing tango and jazz, that kind of music?
Yes, well, not perhaps jazz so much, because Branford Marsalis, even though he's a jazz musician, he likes to break the boundaries and become a classical musician in this program. He's playing so-called classical repertoire, whereas in a way perhaps the orchestra is more jazzy, as we are playing the Piazzolla, which is more sort of a semi-improvised music that's written down. And yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And I have to say, there's something interesting about Piazzolla. There's the Argentinian tango, but there's another tango in the world. That's the Finnish tango.
Finnish tango.
Yeah, that's right. But yes, but this is purely Argentinian tango.
All right, and Satu, before you play for us, something that interested me. I mean, you're the principal violinist at the ACO. You're directing this, and I since have found out that you have recently been performing in some places as a violinist and a vocalist.
Yes,
so you
that's
sing
right.
Too.
Yeah, I do. You know, we like to break the boundaries and doing things that are sort of out of your own comfort zone. And that's what ACO does, and that's what I like doing. And when you are a vocalist, it's a very different sort of world that I'm in. But at the same time, it's the same musicianship that I use for singing as for violin playing, even though, yes, it's a technically very different world because I'm not technically a trained singer at all.
Well,
but that sort of makes it even more fun.
I look forward to when you're coming and playing the violin and singing for us one morning. Here you are in our studio again with that incredible violin, the Stradivarius, built in 1726. What are you going to play for us this morning?
So I'll play a cadenza from the Piazzolla. I think it's very fitting for a morning commute to play some smoky, wild, jazzy improvisation.
Sounds perfect.
Thank you.
Satu Vanska playing Piazzolla's Four Seasons of Buenos Aires on that incredible instrument, the 1926 Belgiorno Stradivarius violin. Satu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, friend.
Just one question. Obviously, you're dressed pretty casually for a breakfast appearance here this morning, but if this is a Latin American emphasis, you're going to be dressed for the tango on the night?
Oh, my goodness. Haven't even thought about that, Fran.
Okay. All right. Perhaps you should. Satu, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you can see Satu, Branford Marsalis and the ACO performing live in Wollongong on the 9th of May before they travel to Canberra, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth and Sydney. Mad if you miss it, really. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to 9.